So, why do puppies bite in the first place? Well, it's actually a natural part of their development. Puppies use their mouths to explore their environment, just like human babies do with their hands. Biting also happens during teething, which can be uncomfortable for them. And let's be honest, sometimes they're just having a bit too much fun during playtime. But here's the thing. While biting is normal, it's important to teach your puppy that human skin is off-limits. If you don't address this behavior early, those playful nips could turn into bigger problems as your pup grows. For a deeper dive into why puppies bite, click here to read our detailed guide on the 4 Dog Paws website. Trust me, it's packed with helpful insights. Segment 2. Strategies to Stop Puppy Biting. Host. Now that we know why puppies bite, let's talk about how to stop it. First things first, always redirect your puppy's biting to something appropriate. Keep plenty of chew toys and teething treats handy. When your pup starts biting, offer them a toy instead of your hand or clothing. Another great trick is to say ouch loudly if your puppy bites too hard. This mimics what their littermates would do to signal that playtime got a little too rough. Socialization is also key. Puppies that get plenty of interaction with other dogs learn bite inhibition naturally. Enroll them in a puppy playgroup or arrange safe playdates with other dogs. And remember, positive reinforcement is your best friend. Reward your puppy with treats and praise when they play gently or chew on appropriate items. A little encouragement goes a long way in shaping good habits. Need more tips? Click here for a step-by-step guide on our website. It's full of easy, actionable advice that you can use right away. Segment 3. When to Seek Professional Help. Host. Sometimes, no matter how hard we try, our pups may still struggle with biting. That's when it's time to call in the professionals. If your puppy is biting aggressively or you're feeling overwhelmed, don't hesitate to reach out. Here at 4 Dog Paws, we've been helping Denver pet parents for over 16 years with expert dog walking and pet sitting services. Our team loves nothing more than supporting you and your furry friend. For more tips and resources on how to stop puppy biting, click here. And if you need personalized help, don't be shy, get in touch with us. Conclusion. Host. All right, let's recap what we've learned today. Puppies bite as part of their natural development, but it's important to teach them boundaries. Redirect biting with toys, use positive reinforcement, and socialize your puppy. And finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help if needed. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Pause and Reflect. I hope you found these tips helpful and feel more confident about tackling puppy biting. If you loved this episode, share it with a fellow pet parent, and don't forget to follow us for more pawsome pet care advice. Next week, we'll be talking about the best parks in Denver for dog walking. Stay tuned. Until then, give your pup a belly rub from me and have a wagtastic day.